Hello, I'm Dave. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a nervous alcoholic. I have 8 months sober, and I have a sponsor who has a sponsor who I assume has a sponsor. We'll start off at the beginning. I was born here in Tampa, and I'm 20 years old, so this was only 20 years ago. And my parents, both doctors, and I went to a good school and was raised right. And so you can imagine how shocked it was for me to end up where I ended up and for them to end up, to see me end up where I ended up. My story's pretty boring until I started using drugs and then alcohol, and then it kind of got a little too hectic. I started drinking around the same time most people start drinking, 13 or so. And from there it kind of just, whatever I could get my hands on, always just, it's kind of like a fiend. Everyone kind of knew me as just the guy that was trying to get his hands on everything, trying to, I don't know, don't invite him over to your house because he'll walk out with your game console or your parents' jewelry or something. Yeah, the medicine cabinet, the entire contents. It became pretty apparent that I had a problem. To me, it became apparent really quick. I mean, I could always tell that I wasn't doing the same things that my peers were doing, and my parents became pretty apparent to them too. I have a series of bottoms in my story that just kind of are just so humiliating. Like every single one is just, they kind of give me chills. My parents had seen some stuff that I really wish they hadn't seen, and after about two times of them catching me like doing not just like the regular high school stuff like smoking weed or going to parties, and they got really scared, and I ended up in the hospital. And after that, I was 17 then, and I came to them and I said, you know, what am I supposed to do? I don't know, you know, I don't know what I can do. I felt trapped. And they said, well, we've been looking at treatment centers for the past like year to send you to, and they kind of showed me, and they said, you know, we're going to send you to this treatment center. It was up in Pennsylvania, so I went up there, and it was like really nice. I've been to like 7 treatment centers, and they started off really nice, and then and then by the end they were pretty state run and pretty weird. And So yeah, I went up to this place, and adolescent treatment is a weird thing if you've ever been there. It's just a lot of kids that are trying to outdo one another, a lot of kids that think they're a lot cooler than they actually are. And so I detoxed, and I went there, and they hit me with extended care, you know. That was a big deal. I was really pissed because I was going to go right back to school and finish my senior year, which never ended up happening. I was going to... You know, I had a big plan. You know, I had a girlfriend back at home, and I was gonna just lick the drug thing and the drinking thing, and come back home and graduate and go to college, and I had big plans. So, but no, they sent me to extended care, and then from there they sent me to like a sort of a wilderness halfway house type thing out in Washington State for 5 months, and you know, when I was there, I hated it. It was another really nice place. I hated it, and everyone was trying to tell me what to do, and I was pissed off. And then, like, I left there, and I started to get high again, or I started to drink and get high again. And immediately, I was just like, I want to go back. Like, that place was so nice. The people there, we had a bond. Like, I want to go back. This is horrible. Why did I go back to this? But, so yeah, I mean, they said, you know, get out. They caught me with a girl and with drugs, and so they threw me out. And I was talked to my parents, and they're like, you can go to treatment again. I said, no, I'm gonna do this on my own. Me and this girl I met are gonna go to Seattle, and we're just gonna, like, I don't know. We went to Seattle for like a couple weeks, and, you know, my parents get a call. I want to go back to treatment. I want to go back to treatment, you know. Being homeless wasn't as fun as I had imagined it to be. And so then I went to Minnesota and a treatment center there, which was still a nice treatment center. It was a very nice place in Minnesota. I got out, went to a halfway house, and stayed sober for 3 months. That's sort of my my usual time frame is 3 months. And then so I convinced my parents to let me come back home because, you know, because I really didn't want to be in Minnesota when winter came. This was in summer, and I was trying to get out of there before that happened. And so I came back home, and I got a job working as a bellhop at a hotel. I still don't have a high school diploma. I didn't at that time have a high school diploma. I was beating myself up about that, and I just, you know, started hanging out with the same old people. You know, you guys know what I'm talking about. I started using again, and again, calling my parents. I'm high again, like I want to go back to treatment, you know. It's bad. It got really out of control. I was, you know, I'd disappear for a week or so and then come home and sleep for like 3 days straight. And it was just, I wanted to end it. I didn't know what to do. I felt trapped, so I went to treatment again. And, this cycle continues. I left treatment, and I got arrested. I left treatment with a girl again, got arrested, and I spent about 6 or 7 weeks in jail in Palm Beach County. And that was an eye-opener, you know. My parents, they wouldn't bail me out, finally. You know, I called them. I was like, Mom, I'm in jail. Click. Hung up. I didn't, you know. So, yeah, that was a bad period of time. And I got court-ordered to treatment again, dual diagnosis treatment, this time in the middle of the state, a state-run facility, for 2 months. And I went there. And after that, I went to a halfway house, and I tried it all over again. And I mean, the common theme that whole time was just like I wasn't doing anything different. I kept doing the same crap, you know. I would do 1, 2, and 3, and I would never do the fourth step, and I would go back out, and I would get all freaked out about the fourth step. I'd go back out, and the one time that I did the fourth step before this last time, it's like 1, 2, 3, I relapsed while thinking about the fourth step, and then I was like, while I was under the influence, I was like, I'm going to do that fourth step. I'm going to get that out of the way. So, yeah, I never got to do the fifth, though. Well, yeah, so again, just trying to do the same thing, and I got the same results as always. I messed up again. I'm on probation. I'm still on probation. I was on probation, and it was just really scary. I mean, I just kind of lived always in fear, and then I'd go back out, and it would just be even more scary. Just be in places where I never thought I'd be, and in doing stuff that would have scared the crap out of the 13-year-old David, and kind of scared out the 19-year-old David too. So yeah, and then convinced my parents, let me come back here. I came back here, and I got plugged in, you know. I relapsed. I got here in July of last year, and I relapsed on Thanksgiving of last year, and I've been clean since then. That was a slip up, and you know, I had known the stuff to do all along, you know, and I wanted to do it. And people always say, you know, oh, I want this so bad, and I've wanted it for a long time. But it's like I heard some guys say, it's not for people who want it. It's not for people who need it. It's for people that do it. And since I kind of started doing it, I live at home with my parents, and I'm on probation, and I'm so much happier than I've ever been in my entire life. It's bizarre, you know. Like I can't explain it. I talked to a guy yesterday. He's like, "How do you like being sober?" And I was like, "Well, it beats the hell out of not being sober. I mean, the fun had really just run out for me. I mean, and once that happens, I mean, there's only like a couple options. It talks about them all the time, like go on to the bitter end or seek a new way of life, you know. And I always got hung up about the God thing, and today I just like to hear everything that is to be said about it. You know, I just hear everything, and I take what sticks, and I don't fight it anymore. You know, I don't pick arguments with people who say they believe in God. I just like to read about it. I like to listen to people talk about it. It's an interesting concept for a guy like me. It's just something that will never be fully explained. I'll never get an answer on. So it's just kind of fun to think about, you know. It's just fun to I don't know, try and comprehend and just kind of be in awe. So on that note, I will leave, and thank you guys.